right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Monday, August 20th, in the year, I do believe, is 2007. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from a rather dreary Washington, D.C. I'm coming to you from right here on Capitol Hill, headquarters of American Free Press. I don't have my copy of American Free Press handy here today with you, and I had planned on telling you a little bit about what was in this issue, but, you know, many of you have already, in fact, received your issues, so you know what a good issue it is, because all the issues of American Free Press are good. If you're not familiar with the nature of much of what appears in the paper, you can find out on the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, folks, we're going to a break here in a moment. When we come back, I have a brief news item to bring to your attention. It's something, kind of a confirmation of something that I've been expecting for a long, long time. And lo and behold, my expectations have come full circle. In the meantime, let me say that I'm going to be having open phones here for the most part tonight. I'm not going to bend your ear as I do on some evenings, because for the primary reason, I don't have any material to bend your ear with, at least nothing worth spending a lot of time on. So I'm going to open up the phones here. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in here, and we'll discuss just about anything you want to discuss. Keep it clean, folks. But other than that, yeah, we're pretty much going to have open phones. So you can call in here. The number is 800-313-9443. And unless the world ends, I think we'll just leave it to the open phones. In the meantime, as I say, when I come back, I'm going to spend a few moments on a rather interesting and breaking news story that pretty much, well, doesn't surprise me, and it probably won't surprise you. All right, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. We are going to the break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food. rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Back, Michael Collins Piper here. This August 20th must be a lucky day for me because I just stood up from my computer, and there lying on top of the computer is $50 in cash. Now, that makes this a lucky day. I don't know how I managed to put it there, but there's $50 in cash lying on top of my computer. Not a lot, but it's always nice to find 50 extra dollars that you didn't know you had. There it was. Okay. I also feel lucky, too, today because I received an email with an item posted on the Internet yesterday, Sunday, August 19th, but I just saw it for the first time today. I feel lucky because after just slightly more than a year, I have finally, firmly, absolutely, unquestionably been vindicated. Almost a year ago at this time, I was predicting that there would be a firm and final break between Christopher Bellin, whom I once touted as one of the great journalists, and his new partners at the time, Eric Hoffschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith. Well, folks, Christopher Bellin has posted something on the Internet, and I'm going to read, goes on at length. He talks about the violence that he was subjected to by the police, and no one doubts that Christopher was subjected to violence by police. Unfortunately, that's what police do. But what happened to Christopher was not a Homeland Security plot, ladies and gentlemen. It was just a sad series of circumstances. But in any case, Christopher has posted something on the Internet, asking the question, is violence an answer to any of the problems that plague the police? And he says, no, I do not support violence as a solution and never have. I'm a journalist and writer, not a provocateur. He goes on to say, I say this because I am very concerned with the discussion of violence that I see on the IamTheWitness.com website. This website is run by Eric Hoffschmidt and an Internet radio host known as Daryl B. Smith, who lives in France. In a recent article entitled Battle Plan, the website uses language that implies the use of violence to, quote, eliminate our infestation of parasites. Christopher says, well, I certainly agree with the need to remove the source of corruption of our financial, political, and judicial system. I completely disagree with the notion that violence is the solution to the problem. Violence is counterproductive, and it is extremely foolish and irresponsible. Let me repeat that again. Mr. Bellin says, it is extremely foolish and irresponsible for Hoffschmidt and Smith to say things like this on their website. He then quotes them as saying, we may have to kill all of them. If violence erupts, the FBI and police may have to be our first targets. Mr. Bellin then goes on to say, having quoted those things from Mr. Smith and Hoffschmidt, he says, I would hope that Eric Hoffschmidt would have the intelligence and common sense not to say such things. Doesn't he realize what he is asking for by saying such things? Perhaps Eric should read what happened to Matt Hale. He has been imprisoned for 40 years for simply being the inspiration for a killer of a judge's family in Chicago. This language could easily be seen as hate speech or inciting violence. With comments like these, Hoffschmidt and Smith are going out on very thin ice legally. This is nowhere I would want to go. I would strongly urge them to remove such comments and stick to the moral high ground. Such violent language marginalizes them and their message. Don't they see that? Hofschmidt urges me to speak on his internet radio show, but I simply cannot and would not want to be seen as supporting such calls for violence. I cannot associate myself with people who are seen as supporting violence. It is that simple. Well, folks, it's taken a whole year, and I predicted it would happen, but Christopher Boleyn has finally seen the real source of the trouble, and it appears to me to be a firm and final disassociation with Eric Hofschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith. I, of course, repeat what I've said before. I regret that his association with them led to American Free Press to disassociate itself from Christopher Boleyn. And it was precisely because Christopher Boleyn was under the malign influence and associating with his then-partners, Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hofschmidt, that American Free Press was forced to take the action that it did. And oddly enough, as I will repeat once again for the historical record, there were two instances in which the other folks at American Free Press had decided to move against Boleyn, and in both instances, I, Michael Collins Piper, urged them to hold back. Now, of course, Mr. Boleyn is making me appear to be one of the villains in the thing, when in fact I was one of the ones that was saying, give him another chance. Of course, I realized subsequently, after seeing his behavior and his actions under the influence of Smith and Hofschmidt, that there are many, many, many problems with Mr. Boleyn, but even now, his counselors are making it obvious, making it clear to Christopher that he should not and need not associate with Boleyn and Hofschmidt anymore. It's very interesting. Hofschmidt and Smith, they have attacked Smith, Mr. Boleyn's closest advisor, Jerome Myers, who is a self-described Khazar. They attacked Mr. Myers on the air the other night. They've attacked Dr. Stephen Jones. They've attacked Jim Conda Jr., who did some internet advertising to help Christopher Boleyn. They've attacked. The list goes on and on and on. They tried to isolate Christopher Boleyn, and in fact, they succeeded in so doing. It's a very weird situation, folks, but as I say, I cannot help but feel vindicated. Unfortunately, that vindication comes on the heels of a lot of trouble, a lot of nonsense. But again, you know, this is all part of the problem. When you're involved in political things like this, there will be infiltrators, there will be people who will infest the movement to cause trouble. And this is what we saw happen, and we saw someone who I perhaps mistakenly thought to be a high-class journalist fall down into the gutter alongside the likes of Hofschmidt and Smith. We still don't know the origins of those two. And when all is said and done, of course, we really don't even know all the details on the background of Christopher Boleyn. There's some strange things there, some unusual things. But needless to say, it's all come full circle. Okay, well, we seem to have some callers aboard, and I'm going to go to them right away. We have Jeff in Virginia. Jeff, come on up.
Hey, hello?
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Vermont, not Virginia.
Oh, it says Jeff from Virginia. Well, it's Jeff from Vermont. How are you doing tonight, Jeff?
Great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing it. It's kind of dreary here in Washington. It's got to be better in Vermont.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's been actually a little chilly up here. It's been like 65 and stuff, but it's been no humidity, nothing. It's been really nice. Mike, this Daryl Bradford Smith and Boleyn, that just kind of, I like Christopher Boleyn. I appreciate his work and everything, and I don't know what to think about Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric. I've been to their website and checked, you know, I've gone through a lot of their files, and it's, for me, I don't like drama, and I don't like getting caught up into all the he said, she said stuff, and I'm just a vacuum for information. If they're going to give out good information, I'll take it. Just like you give out good information, and I take it. I just don't like getting caught up in stuff. And I like to read people, but, you know, it's just sometimes I just got better things to do and then think about Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hofschmidt, and I'll just take their information and decipher it and try to throw away my best judgment about, you know, what they're saying, and the best of my possible ability. but that's not why I called. I've been in Watertown, Massachusetts. The ADL was there, and I'm not sure if you read this, but they're denying the Armenian Holocaust. You know, 1.2 Armenians died, and there's a big, huge Armenian population in Watertown, in the outskirts of Malden and the Boston area, and so the Armenians in Watertown got together and kicked the ADL out of that vicinity because they were putting up stop hate crime, stop hate, and all this other stuff, and it was sponsored by the ADL. And I guess they had a conference, and the Armenians were questioning the ADL people that were there, the representative of ADL, about the Armenian homicide, and they were totally denying, oh, that didn't happen. That's a bunch of myth or whatever. And so they just said, okay, you can take your ADL and you can get the hell out of here. And they took down all the signs of ADL signs, and they just booted them out of town. And that's. But my question is, to why? You know, I've studied the issue, but why would they flagrantly? You know, it's obviously that there was a genocide, a homicide of the Armenian people. Why would they flagrantly deny it? Like,
well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because originally I had, you know, I had a file of materials that I wanted to discuss on the show, and I left that file at the office over the weekend. And one of those things I wanted to discuss was this thing which has happened with the Anti-Defamation League in Watertown, New York. The Armenian community rose up against the Anti-Defamation League and really stomped them down. Apparently the city council voted to remove their city as one of the cities that's part of the ADL's something that they have a program called We're Against Hate or something like this. And what happened? Well, I tell you what, we have a break coming up here momentarily, so we might as well hold that thought afterwards. So before we go to the break, I will just thank you again, Jeff, for bringing this up, because it's very important, because it does show how people can stand up against the ADL in their local communities and make their voices heard. So when we come back, we'll talk about this. And Jeff, if you want to hang on for the break, please do. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to talk about our very good friends at the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Some people call them the Defecation League. They were once listed in the Tucson, Arizona phone book as the Anti-Defecation League. Stay tuned. And I'm not kidding you about that, folks.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We got a call from Jeff from Vermont, who pointed out quite correctly that the Anti-Defamation League has gotten a very nasty routing in the town of Watertown, Massachusetts. The Anti-Defamation League had designated Watertown as a no place for hate community, but the people of Watertown, when alerted by the Armenian community in Watertown of the fact that the Anti-Defamation League, in fact, is a hate group, that it's an organization that really can't be relied upon, that it's a group with a political agenda, that it will use to manipulate history for its own ends. The town council in Watertown voted 8-0 to repudiate the Anti-Defamation League. And why they repudiated the Anti-Defamation League is interesting, because the Anti-Defamation League and other elements in what we will call the Jewish lobby here in the United States signed up with, and there is indeed a Turkish lobby here in the United States, signed up with the Turkish lobby to pressure Congress to reject a resolution in the House of Representatives that would have acknowledged the fact of a historical genocide of Armenian people by the Turks back in the early part of the 20th century. Well, the reason why the Anti-Defamation League took an interest in this is because the Anti-Defamation League is an agent for the government of Israel, although it denies it, of course, but it illegally acts as an agent for Israel in this country. It commits crimes daily by doing this and by refusing to register as an agent for Israel, but the state of Israel has now allied, maybe not in a grand sense, but they are effectively allied with Turkey. And Turkey does not like to be accused of genocide, so since the State of Israel, which is a foreign country, has these objections to this resolution, the Anti-Defamation League, which is an illegally unregistered agent of the State of Israel on American soil, lobbied against this. Well, the Armenian-American community has had a lot to say about the genocide to which they were subjected, and of course there are a lot of Turkish people in the United States and people in Turkey who say that it wasn't a genocide. I'm not going to get into the middle of that argument, folks. If we have any Turkish listeners who want to call in and comment, they're free to do it. But the fact is, the Anti-Defamation League got involved in this issue because it was an issue vital to the interests of the State of Israel. And as a consequence, right here in American soil, they got their patootie in trouble. Now what we need to do, all of the people out there listening, if you find out that No Place for Hate is one of the programs in your community, in your city, If your city has done favors for the Anti-Defamation League like this, you need to go to your city council and say, hey, look, this is what the good folks up in Watertown did when they found out what hypocrites the Anti-Defamation League happened to be. And your town council or your city council may also repudiate the Anti-Defamation League. So I say, God bless those good Armenian Americans who put the pressure on up there in Watertown. God bless those city council members who voted to disgrace and dismiss and repudiate the Anti-Defamation League. The Anti-Defamation League is a defamation group. Nothing that it puts out is anything more than defecation. It's a group that should be shut down. It's a group that faced criminal indictment years ago in San Francisco because of its criminal activities. and those criminal activities are still being carried on. The people from the Anti-Defamation League are criminals, and people who support the work of the Anti-Defamation League, financially or otherwise, are criminals, and they're also just dishonorable and disreputable, as the people of the town council of Watertown have effectively shown. Well, all that having been said, I don't know if, Jeff, are you still with us?
Yeah, Mike.
Jeff, is that your understanding of the situation?
Pretty much. There's kind of a twist to this, though. There's a guy that wrote a book called Christopher, I can never, Von Jerkins or whatever. He's got a website called Jewish Racism or something, and he goes into detail that the Turkish government itself is infiltrated since the 1600s, when a kind of like a prophet Jew that got, you know, was severed by Sevi. I don't remember the guy's name, but the Muslims told him either you convert or you get killed. So he converted, but he didn't really convert, and his group like took over the realm, the head of the Turkish government. They're called, you know, crypto Jews or whatever. But he goes into detail and he documents it all pretty good. And so he goes to say that in some aspect that there, you got to have this guy on. He's actually pretty smart. I mean, if you can get him, he's been on a couple other RBN radio shows. He goes into detail. I think Mark Dankoff had him, and he goes into detail where these people came in, and they're actually in Turkey. It kind of makes sense because they're so good friends with Israel that they were responsible for the Armenian genocide. I'm not sure how much. I haven't looked into it.
Well, I tell you what, I am familiar with that. There's been a lot of that material around for a long, long time. There's no question but that there was also all sorts of Jewish and Masonic influence in Turkey. I don't know if that led directly to those events that we were talking about here, that the Armenians say, and probably say correctly, was a genuine act of genocide, a real Holocaust. But I think from our own perspective, you know, when we can see how the Anti-Defamation League, which is always talking about the big Holocaust, the big whoop-de-doo of World War II, it's very, very interesting that for political reasons, to support a foreign country, the State of Israel, that they would take this position that was so inflammatory, considered so by the Armenians. So God bless the folks that took on the ADL. We need to do that all over the country, folks. Jeff, thanks for calling that in and reminding me to talk about that in this program. We're going to a break and more calls lined up. Mike from Illinois, hang on there. You're next.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Mike Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington. We have some callers lined up here, and we're going to go right to them. We have Mike in Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike, first time, long time.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to let you know that I called back to that Israeli radio station a few days ago, and I had it out with their host again. On the air, you know, my big mistake was being naive and honest and letting them know that I'm Iranian-American. And, and boy, did he latch on to the Iranian part. My God. You know, I tried to explain that I'm not against Israel because of my Iranian background. It's actually the opposite. I feel if Iran ever has a revolution and becomes less theocratic and more open to the rest of the world, I think they should ally with Israel. Their real enemy is the Arabs, I think. Although I don't know, I guess I subscribe to the theory partially, which you talked about before, that Israel will not allow any Middle Eastern country to become too successful and too uppity. So even if Iran were allies, I wonder if Israel would allow them to become a China of the Middle East.
Yeah, well, that's part of the, you know, that's part of the whole thing, which is very, very interesting, because most people who are partisans of Israel, whether they're Jewish or not, they have a built-in distrust of Iran and of the Arab states. And of course, even though Iran and the Arab states have always had axes to grind with Israel, except during the era of the Shah. You know, the Arabs and the Iranians have never necessarily always been allied. You found, of course, over the years, Syria and Iran allied against Saddam Hussein, and of course, Saddam Hussein was a fellow Arab of the Syrians. So that whole, you know, most Americans have absolutely no understanding of that part of the world at all. And, you know, yeah. I was just talking with Hashem Talawi on his program the other day on Saturday. I called his program and I commented that it didn't really occur to me until just listening to that program on Saturday that even my own understanding and recognition of the problems of the Middle East going back to the time when I was 14 or 15 years old, I was looking at it from an entirely American prism, an American perspective, and the problems and what had happened to the Palestinian Christians and the Palestinian Muslims was so distant to me. So, you know, you got to look at it in that context and realize that most Americans, if you gave them a map of the world and said pick out where Iran is today, they wouldn't have any idea. All right. They know is that Iran is a quote-unquote bad country and that Iranians are bad people because they have a bad country. So the knowledge is among those who have any knowledge whatsoever is pretty weak. So,
yeah, you're right. And I would venture to guess that over 90% of Americans would think that Iranians are Arabs.
Exactly. My friend, the big shot lawyer who I refer to in this program all the time, he knows there's a distinction, but in his mind, those people are those people, quote unquote. It's that kind of attitude that reigns among most Americans, and that's unfortunate because they can't draw any distinctions and they don't understand the internal conflicts, and that's why the Israelis and anybody else who wants to manipulate that situation over there are able to do it, because most people in this country are just so ignorant of the fact.
Right. Do you think that, I mean, I remember my uncles telling me that in the 1967 war, Israel and its neighbors, the Shah of Iran was the only country supplying oil to Israel during that conflict. And I always found that interesting that there was such a strong alliance during the Shah's reign. And now it's 180 degrees different. And, you know, I wonder if we ever go back to being friends of Israel, that, you know, they will treat us as equals, or will they still try to have hegemony over their region? You know, I got a feeling that even if they're allies, like, for example, like they are with Turkey, they don't want any Muslim nation getting too strong for them. So,
I often think back to what happened here in Iraq. I mean, what the Israelis wanted a puppet government established in Iraq under the American occupation, a puppet government that would not have anything that would support Israel. And, of course, even the new Iraqi government got in trouble with the U.S. Congress because the current Iraqi leader over there made some remarks about, if I recall, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it caused an uproar in Congress. And now I just read today, I believe it was in the Washington Post, that the Prime Minister of Iraq has invited Ahmadinejad to come visit Iraq. So that's a no-no as far as the Israelis are concerned, and certainly the U.S. government doesn't like it either. So you know, the bottom line of it is, again, and this is, I'm putting on my American sunglasses here again, from my perspective as an American, we wouldn't have all these problems over there in the Middle East today, stemming from the crisis in Iraq in particular, if it weren't for the influence of Israel and its lobby in this country. And now, of course, again, we come back to this question of whether there's going to be a war against Iran. You don't see the Armenian Americans or the Croatian Americans or the Serbian Americans or the Chinese Americans lobbying for a war against Iran, but you do find Jewish Americans. So again, from a strictly America first perspective, I see my country getting involved in unnecessary wars for Israel. And that's why there's going to be this No More Wars for Israel conference up in California on Columbus Day weekend to discuss this very phenomenon.
Great. Before I let you go, I wanted to say that I got a recording of my conversations with the Israeli radio station, also my debates with Don the Medved show, where I raise American concerns over Israel, and also where I plugged your book on there. I was thinking I'd just burn them onto a CD and mail it out to you. Is there like?
I'd love to hear it if you could do that.
Is there like an address maybe off the air or now whatever?
Yeah, and I can give you an address if you have got a pen handy. It's P.O. Box Mike Piper, P.O. Box 15728, P.O. Box 15728, Washington, D.C., of course, and the zip code is 20003. That's a 2, 3 0s and a 3.
Okay, so it was what was the heading of it? Mike Piper? Or?
Yeah, just Mike Piper, P.O. Box 15728, Washington D.C. 20003.
Okay, yeah, I'll just burn them onto a little CD, and you can just pop them into the CD player.
Love to listen to it. That's always a lot of fun.
It's really entertaining. So I'll let you get on to your other call.
All right,
Mike.
Good for you. All right, let's go to Rick in Florida. Rick, come on up.
Oh. Well, I thought you were going to put me behind Jim in Texas and Ben in Florida and, Ernie and God knows where in Manhattan. But thank you for taking my call, because I want to know what's going on with your kosher book, Michael. Because
With the what?
Your kosher book, because you told me last time I called that you were writing a kosher book. A book on kosher.
Okay. You know, as I tell you what, I have three other books in the works right now. One that I just finished.
Michael.
So that one is on the back burner, unfortunately. But I am compiling material for that.
Okay, Michael. Thank you. But what I want to know is, why isn't any of RBN reporting on kosher food? We have this Deagle, we have Herzog, and we have all these other guys reporting on God knows what. But we don't hear anything about this Jewish stamp that is being printed on our food.
And well, I'll tell you what, I can't speak.
There we go.
I can't speak for the other hosts that are on this network. I have mentioned it, as you know. It's something that's always going to be with us until we rise up and combat it, I suppose. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you're welcome to call other hosts and talk to them about it.
Michael, I appreciate what you have to say on every issue there is in the world, but can you give me a minute to say what I have to say?
Go ahead.
You know, because, you know, we all treat you as the professional in every single issue there is in the world. But if you don't give your callers the time to tell what they're going to say...
go ahead and say it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you are buying a product in your grocery store that's stamped by Jews, and you don't give a damn. If that product was stamped by Muslims or by Christians, God help you, you'd have it removed in a heartbeat. But yet you keep going in and you keep buying this product day in and day out, and there's not even a peep out of one of you people, not even in a backwoods radio station on the Internet. And God knows why you keep on claiming that you're against Jews and this and that and the other, but you keep on going to the store and you're buying this hypocritic food day in and day out, and not one word from you. And I want to know why you're not saying anything about it, and what is happening to your book. Why haven't you written it? Why haven't you said a word
well,
about
I
it?
Guess
are you going to make us buy this book?
Well, to repeat myself, Rick, I have three other books in the works of my own, and I'm working on another book for somebody else. And, you know, there's only so much time in the world to be able to write books and also, you know, do the other work that I do for American Free Press, and not to mention doing this show. So, you see, and I only have two hands. So, you know, and in working on one book, you can only use two hands at a time. So I am not trying to cover up the kosher issue by not writing the book. And I'm not the only writer in the world. There are a million other people who could write a book on the subject why haven't you written a book on the subject?
RBN will say one, because nobody will buy my book. I have no way of processing that book, as everybody knows, is run by Jew publishing houses.
Rick, I'll tell you what, if you want to submit a manuscript to American Free Press on the subject and it's usable,
sure.
Please do.
Sure, you know, I'll get a copyright from you. Absolutely. But look, I wonder why you people aren't talking about your food and why we shouldn't be boycotting.
Well,
this.
Rick, I know that Ed Fields from the Truth at Last newspaper has put out a very effective little flyer on the subject that I'm sure many, many people have circulated over the years.
Michael, your good friend from Iowa, Mark Glenn, that we recently have had a kosher slaughterhouse has been violated with I don't know how many different violations on E. coli and mad cow disease and all this stuff, killing animals mercilessly. But not one peep has come out of anybody on RBN.
Well, why? I can tell you this much. Mark Glenn is not in Iowa. He's in Idaho.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if he was aware of what was happening in Iowa. You're referring to the, I think, Agri-Processors, is the name of the company.
My mistake. He's probably the closest guy over to anybody I've heard. I haven't heard anybody from the West Coast, actually, hardly on your show whatsoever. Why hasn't this issue come up? Why hasn't he delved into this issue?
Well, do you think Mark Glenn is trying to cover up the kosher food racket?
No, but I think we all ought to be looking into the avenue that will hit home in every household across the United in this nation. And that kosher symbol is in our cabinets.
It's in our households.
You're absolutely right.
Yes. And why isn't nobody exposing it? You know,
well, I know that the Spotlight News, years ago, the Spotlight newspaper had a substantial spread on the subject. I know that Ed Field's newspaper, The Truth at Last, has written about it. I'm sure there are many other people on the Internet who have written about it. I can't speak for millions of Americans who buy these kosher products, but I do know that when I go to my local grocery store, if I try to not buy anything that's not marked kosher, there's virtually nothing I can buy. Because,
yes,
as you point out, virtually everything is marked kosher.
Then why isn't this a major issue on RBN, Michael?
Well, I don't know why it's not a major issue in RBN. I do a one-hour program here every night, and I have touched on it. But, I mean, it's do you think that RBN is deliberately covering up this issue?
Well, I really think that somebody is deliberately covering up an action not to defend ourselves. I mean, let's look at how we can fight back. That's one way that we can fight back. You know, they want to take Jesus out of our schools. They want to take Christmas out of our country. Why don't we take them out? That's my point.
Well, I just don't know how we can fight the kosher issue other than exposing it. And then when people start complaining about it to their grocery stores where they buy the products, and then the grocery store owners have to start complaining to the food suppliers. I agree with you 100%. But like I say, if I go and try to buy non-kosher products at my local store, which is not Jewish-owned, it's going to be pretty tough, and that's going to be the same problem that everybody faces.
We can dig into what the kosher industry stands for and what it means. Does anybody really know what kosher means? It means that it's handled by Jews. You can't even buy, a Jew cannot give you wine without being handled. A Gentile cannot even give a Jew wine. It's unkosher if a Gentile gives a non-Jew wine. Now, we have to dig into what kosher really means. Does anybody really know what kosher means out there?
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you do at your local grocery store when you go to buy products that are marked kosher?
Well, what do I do? You know what? I try to fish on my own. I try to grow my own vegetables. I make my own bread, and if that's got that kosher symbol on it, you know what that means? It means the Antichrist to me. That means that they are anti-Christian. They are against my Lord and Savior, God in the flesh. That's what that means to me. And if it had the cross on that food, or it had the crescent on that food, you could be damn sure that have been taken out of this country immediately.
I agree with you 100%, but you know, there's a lot of people that don't either have the time or the capacity
because they don't know the means
to grow their own food as you do. There's a lot of people that live in the city, and they aren't able to grow their own food and challenge the kosher racket in that way.
Because people don't know. They're not told about it, not even on RBN, especially not in the mainstream media. But we're not being told about this little symbol it's just a little tiny symbol that just stands for the Antichrist. That's all. Just everything that is against Christians. Okay? Now, here's the music. Thank you for your time, Michael.
All right. Thank you for your call, Rick. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the record, you have seen here that RBN has not suppressed the issue of the kosher food tax, and I have not tried to suppress it. I just haven't gotten around to writing about it just yet. Stay tuned for more.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Move yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Kosher Slaughter Hour here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I have been accused of advocating kosher slaughter in another form, but I don't think I really have. But I can tell you that I am against the kosher slaughter that Rick from Florida was just talking about. All right, let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim,
Mike,
are you there? Our previous caller seems to be concerned about you, Jim.
Well, Mike, before we get into that, you started your show with talking about the recent reconversion of Mr. Christopher Blend, and along those lines, I would like to say I would be willing to offer my collection of nude pictures of his wife vis-a-vis trade with your collection of nude pictures of his wife, and therefore we would both gain or both lose. I don't know which. But to briefly get into this, I don't have time really, but the reason that the Jews are so against anybody mentioning the Armenian Genocide is because at the time they were called the Young Turks, and they were Jewish converts to Islam, which were running the Turkish Empire at the time, and they were after the Armenian Christians, and they decided to slaughter them like they do anybody they run across, okay? It's a very simple thing. There's
exactly.
Nothing complicated.
Good assessment of that, Jim. You're right.
That's exactly what happened, because the Armenians were the only people in the Turkish Empire, in the Ottoman Empire, that were Christians. And so who are the Jews going to go after when they seize control of the Ottoman Empire? They're going to go after the Christians. That's what they do. It's a scorpion and a frog. There's nothing complicated about it.
You know, it's interesting. There were these young Turks and young, there were all sorts of groups operating in Europe during that period. They used the name Young, and there was actually at one point here in the United States, there was a group called the Young America, and it was also influenced by Rothschild money. That's been documented in a very interesting book, no less, on the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. So So you're absolutely right about that. These groups, these revolutionary groups, were Jewish groups operating in the various countries, including Turkey.
Like the Abraham Lincoln Brigade that went over to fight in the Spanish Revolution on the side of the communist Jewish Bolsheviks.
Absolutely.
They called themselves the Young Such and Such, and they were fighting on the side. They're always Jewish-controlled. And people don't understand that. They're always Jewish-controlled.
Yeah, even if all the members were not per se Jewish, the leadership levels at the top indeed were. So you're absolutely right about that, Jim.
Well, I'm kind of used to that, but that's neither here nor there. Hey, this picture thing, it's a good thing you gave out your post office boxes. I don't know where to send mine. Now, I got to get a hold of you to let you know where to send yours. So, okay, Mike?
All right, Jim.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Close out your show, Mike.
All right. Thanks for your call, Jim. I want to apologize to several other callers. I wanted to try to get up here tonight, but Rick from Florida was bound and determined to broadcast the fact, in his view, that RBN is somehow suppressing this kosher food story, when in fact that's not the case. But I was glad to give Rick the airtime, Rick from Florida, to talk about it, because it is something that has been of interest to me for a long, long time. And as I said, I'm putting together a book on the topic, but you know, when you're putting other books together, you know, you sometimes have to prioritize. Well, thanks for listening in, folks. Thanks to the Republic Broadcasting Network, John Statmiller and Sandra for making this hour, this nightly hour, possible here. And thanks to you for your good support. So all I can do is say, this is Michael Piper, signing out for the evening and urging you to listen in to the good programming that follows. And, of course, I refer to our friend Rick Adams. All right, we'll see you here tomorrow night, folks. God willing.